Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 14th. You'll be interested to know. 27 years ago, today in 1997, Greek archaeologists announced the discovery of an ancient site in Athens, which may have been the location of Aristotle's Lyceum. This significant archaeological find could provide valuable insights into the teachings and philosophy of one of history's most influential thinkers, thus enriching our understanding of ancient Greek culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh sets on Tuesday, with glassy conditions in the morning and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect similar knee-high swell with clean conditions and light variable winds. On Thursday, anticipate thigh-to-waist high swell in the morning, remaining glassy with light offshore winds, shifting to semi-glassy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 1 plus feet until 2. After that, it turns fair, then choppy for sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the east swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds and the offshore wind is 6 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 6.5 foot at 8:45 a.m., with a minus 1.5 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 40 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 62 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 46 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 62 and a light north wind. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 47. Thursday remains sunny with a high near 59, while Thursday night turns partly cloudy with a low around 46. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 55. Friday night brings a slight chance of rain showers after 4 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 48. Saturday has a slight chance of rain showers before 10 a.m., then turns partly sunny with a high near 54 and a low around 46 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, firefighters were battling a brush fire that ignited Monday afternoon at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. By mid-afternoon, the fire had spread to about 10 acres. But progress has slowed, and one of the two helicopters assigned to the scene has been released. Fortunately, no structures are threatened. The blaze was first reported around 2 near Kearney Villa Road and Miramar Way. As of 2:45 p.m., fire crews reported favorable wind conditions. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag fire weather warning from 4 p.m. Monday to 6 p.m. Wednesday, due to low humidity and winds. Now on to sports. Last night, For the final game of Wild Card Weekend in Glendale, Arizona, the Los Angeles Rams overwhelmed the Minnesota Vikings with a dominant 27-9 victory. The Rams defense tied an NFL playoff record with 9 sacks, highlighted by Jared Verse's electrifying 57-yard fumble return touchdown. Matthew Stafford threw for 2 touchdowns, while the Vikings' Sam Darnold struggled under relentless pressure. The Rams advance and will travel to face the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday afternoon. In local sports, last night, the Spurs toppled the Lakers 126-102 at Crypto.com Arena. Victor Wembanyama had 23 points and 8 rebounds. Meanwhile, Harrison Barnes added a crucial 10 points in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 36 points, but it wasn't enough. The Lakers now sit at 20-17. Tomorrow night, the Lakers host the Miami Heat at Crypto.com Arena. Also last night, the Kings fell 1-0 to the Oilers in Edmonton. Connor McDavid's second period goal was the decisive moment. Despite 30 shots from the Kings, Stuart Skinner's impeccable performance secured his 6th career shutout. The Kings now stand at 24-12-5. Thursday night, the Kings take on the Canucks in Vancouver. In top news, high-protein diets are gaining popularity, especially on social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram, where users are exploring protein-rich recipes beyond traditional meals. Experts highlight protein's essential role in building muscle and other body tissues. As registered dietitians note, it is often perceived as the healthiest macro grocery brands are responding to this trend by launching higher protein options, such as Chobani's new yogurt products. While most Americans consume enough protein, older adults and certain groups may benefit from increased intake. However, balance remains crucial to avoid potential health risks. In business news, government bond yields are surging globally, causing a stir in stock markets and increasing borrowing costs for indebted nations. This bond sell-off threatens central banks' efforts to lower short-term interest rates. The average 30-year United States mortgage rate has climbed to 6.9%. Analysts attribute this trend to strong job data and inflationary policies following the recent U.S. presidential election. While higher Treasury yields generally reflect a strong economy, they also raise concerns about federal budget deficits and market stability. Investors face a challenging landscape as rising yields pressure stock valuations, leading to cautious optimism. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $95,000. Ethereum is just under $3,200. And GOATSE's Maximus is about 34 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Supreme Court is poised to decide the future of TikTok in the United States with a potential ban set for January 19th. This popular short-form video app, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, could soon vanish from app stores, impacting millions of users and disrupting a multi-billion dollar creator economy. Oral arguments revealed justices' focus on whether TikTok could operate under a different algorithm as ByteDance lacks First Amendment protections. While existing downloads will not disappear immediately, updates would cease. Users are already exploring alternatives like Lemonade, amid concerns over national security and misinformation. Entertainment news. Peacock is set to release a new original documentary titled Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, on January 14th. This 90-minute film explores Sean Combs' early life, featuring exclusive interviews with those closest to him, including his former bodyguard and childhood friend. Viewers can expect never-before-seen footage of Diddy at home and in the studio. For those interested, Peacock offers two subscription packages, starting at $7.99 per month, granting access to a vast library of movies, shows, and live sports. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American businessman and philanthropist, Richard M. DeVos. And he said, "Few things in the world are more powerful than a positive push. A smile. A world of optimism and hope. You can do it when things are tough." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.